Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
This is the season 7 finale of your call-in show. I just host it. Now is your chance to call in with all of your terrifying true stories of UFO encounters, cryptid sightings, anything paranormal, or near-death experiences. Whatever you got, I want to hear it. We record this show live every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424. But I'm feeling like we should just get right to it. It's the season 7 finale, and we already got a caller on the line, so let's go right to that first caller. First caller of the night, we have Neil Parks from the Paranormally Speaking podcast. Neil, we have a mutual friend, it seems.
Yeah, his name is John Jacoby. I'm sure he'll be thrilled that I'm giving a shout out to him. He has been telling me you've wanted to talk to me for a while, and I was finally able to make time for that. I was going to a couple of weeks ago, and one thing led to another. I could not call in, but thankfully I have time tonight, and I made it happen.
It's all good, man. Lines are always open here at Cosmic Challenge. We love a good story. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, it was something that happened to me in 2013, so 11 years ago. Now, I've been a regular guest speaker at the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and they had me come in one year. I was promoting my newest book at that point in time, which was Haunted Enough. Haunted Holidays, Tales of Inspiration, Horror, and Reflection. And when I was featured to do that, to be the guest speaker and present the book and talk about things that I've experienced and seen through the years, before I even took the stage, it was one of the last people to come to my table and talk to me before I was supposed to speak. And she had a mind-blowing story to share with me. And I'm still not sure what to make of it today, 11 years later. She came to me and showed me an ultrasound. I'm like, well, that's interesting. Congratulations. She's like, this was from 7 years ago. I said, oh, okay, so your kid's 7. She says, my kid is non-existent. So then she proceeded to tell me, you know, that was her opener. My kid never existed. So this was some Mandela effect type stuff, and like the show Fringe, where you're dealing with alternate realities. She said that she had been abducted regularly from her childhood into her early adulthood. And she had gotten married. Everything seemed normal for about 5 years. She had not had any kind of weird hiccups in time, disruptions, missing time, driving and not realizing how she got to where she was going, or strange encounters late at night with alien visitors. In fact, what happened was she was pregnant, and she assumed it was her husband. One thing led to another. The abduction started again, and the ultrasound she had was after the first abduction, and to see if she was still pregnant, and she was still with child. which was a major relief for her. And then a couple of months go down the road, she's starting to show more, and she ends up blacking out at a grocery store, or outside of a grocery store at this point. I believe it was in the parking lot. Well, she wakes up in her bed at home, not having any idea how she got there. Her husband had no idea anything had happened. And he was like, when I got home, you were here in bed. So she freaked out because something didn't feel right with her body. She did not have the same baby bump she had earlier. So she went in, had an ultrasound taken again with the same doctor or the same oncologist or whatever. And she had the original ultrasound. They took another, and there was no sign of a child having ever been in her womb.
That's now, did you know what ultrasound was it? Like at what month she got this ultrasound?
The first ultrasound was within the first month and a half.
Okay.
And the second one was by close to month four.
So like something was 100% there.
Yeah. And then it wasn't. And the only excuse she was given was these types of things happen more often than you would believe. There will be a sign of a child being within the first couple of months, and then all of a sudden it will evacuate itself. I mean, that's a major evacuation for it to be that far into the pregnancy, and then having no sign of it ever having been there, or any sign of your womb even stretching, or a placenta or anything, no longer there. So she kind of put it behind her, thought maybe she was having a hysterical pregnancy or maybe borderline losing her mind, but the only thing that kept her in check was the fact that she had that original ultrasound showing that there was a child there. Now, fast forward 7 years, she's at a store, a department store in another state, and doing some shopping, and there's an outdoor mall area, and she's looking through like a makeshift art show. And at the table with this artist who's showing these things, these jewels that they make, these necklaces, and she's approached by a little girl who has these big, beautiful eyes and touches her hand. And she looks down at the girl and kind of puzzled as to why this strange girl's touching her. And without saying a word, this child spoke to her telepathically, she claims, stating that, "I was with you before you knew me." This is what she was saying to her in her mind. Telepathically, "I was with you before you knew me. I was gone before you realized. I'm okay. Don't worry. There are bigger things for me." And let go of her hand, smiled, and walked away.
Oh, oh my God. Give me the shivers, man.
Essentially, an alien human hybrid child was what this was. She may have been impregnated by some higher entity. A race of some sort, experimented on, used for a reason for procreation, and the half-human alien hybrid child that she allegedly had confronts her 7 years later and speaks to her telepathically, putting her mind at ease.
It's a strange one. It's interesting that, you know, you kind of said that maybe this is just like she was impregnated by, you know, by some sort of entity or alien, because we had a caller earlier this season who is like her whole family is experiencers, like they've been visited, her grandfather, her father, then her, and she got pregnant, and she claimed that one came in a gray, like kind of floated above her, and was like telepathically upset that she was pregnant and had gotten herself pregnant and was like seemingly upset, which made me and now that you're bringing this up, I never really kind of I was like, I wonder why it was, you know, maybe mad at this other woman, but maybe it's you know, it had bigger plans for her now, and it was, those plans were kind of ruined.
Yeah, and I had to move on to another subject, another host. I don't know if it's a problem with their species, like their process of evolution. Maybe they're no longer able to carry children.
Well, even if you think about for us now, like it's unbelievably difficult to bear children, like on women. Like, and if you think our heads are getting bigger, you know, in the future stuff. Like it's only going to get worse. So it would make sense that, you know, maybe they, you know, maybe they've kind of evolved past that need. Now they need like surrogates all the time.
Yeah. Because their heads have gotten so big.
Yeah. Now, I mean, cause like it's always nice to hear those stories firsthand. What was your take? Was your bullshit meter going off? Did it seem legit to you? What were your thoughts, impressions, like hearing this live?
At first, I was like, "Oh, this will make a great story." And then she continued, and then she built on it, and then she continued, and then there was an ending. And I'm like, either this woman is borderline Shakespearean thespian, or she is so good at telling the story, she's convinced herself it's true, therefore convincing me. I mean, no matter how you slice it, it was true to this woman. She truly believed what she was telling me, and I was convinced that she honestly believed it. Now, do I think it's entirely possible? You're putting limitations on a hierarchy by saying that's not possible.
Yeah.
Because I know for one, God did not tell us everything. I know for one that there are multiple races of different aliens. There's no question about that. In fact, there's an episode I'm doing on my podcast next week about Alpha Centauri, the constellation, and an alleged alien named Akon who came from that galaxy and took a woman with him for 4 months and then brought her back, and she shared her story.
Yeah, what's her name again? I can't remember her name. I've heard this story.
Abigail, last name starts with a K.
Claire, that's it. Elizabeth Claire, right? Claire?
Elizabeth Claire.
Claire?
Elizabeth Claire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I remember now. Yes.
Abigail.
Yeah, I remember that now. We've I do another show about aliens, and we've covered that one before. It's wildly interesting. People in the chat are asking, what's your podcast called? It's called Paranormally Speaking. Am I correct with that?
Correct. Yeah, it's available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart.
Now, we normally first call of the night, I always get the first caller. I give them two stories. They want to, because that's the perk of being the first story. Because as you heard, as you called me, me setting up the show is always a nightmare. I basically always need the first caller to help me test everything. As a thank you, I always let the first caller tell two stories. And I see in the chat, our mutual friend is saying, tell a ghost story. So any chance you got a ghost story as well?
I absolutely do. I not only... write about and research UFOs, aliens, water monsters, other various cryptozoological creatures, crop formations, but focus heavily on ghosts, spirit realm, time travel. And one particular ghost encounter, spirit encounter I had. If you've ever heard of Waverly, Ohio, there was a property there called the Emmett House. And it was a major historical landmark involved in the Erie Canal, as well as the Underground Railroad. It was later turned into like a bed and breakfast / restaurant / apartment complex. And unfortunately, the property burned to the ground in 2010. We had a major freeze in that area. It caused a water main to break and caused an electrical shortage in the basement. Then it turned into a fire, and it was so cold temperature-wise in the environment at that point in time. As they were spraying water on it, it was freezing to the property and not really breaking through the ice it was creating. So I like to say that the ghosts were so cold they started the fire. But unfortunately, that property was lost. But in 2009, my wife and I investigated the property, and this was in broad daylight we did this. We were invited to come and have a free lunch. They wanted me to check out the basement. They wanted me to write a story. The Historical Society of that area wanted me to write a story about the ghosts and encounters from different people and the location. So we're in the basement, which is where everything allegedly happens. And what's really cool is when you walk down to the bottom of the stairs, immediately to your left, there are several bricks in the wall that are missing, and it's like an opening into another room that's not supposed to be a room, but it's a continuation tunnel system under other properties. But those bricks are removed and sitting in a chair facing out from the opening was a ventriloquist dummy, which really scared the crap out of my wife.
I think that would scare crap out of anyone. Why is that down there?
So as we are walking through, we see areas of the original mortar, old German brick style, walled over from where it was once an access through the canal, under the canal, and to other properties. A lot of it had been closed off through the years. Privatized ownership, things like that caused that problem. Insurance, liability. So I'm going through this area that takes you directly under the kitchen. And you ever get that feeling where you walk into where two people are having an argument and they don't want you to know about it? And you kind of walk into it and you can cut the tension with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're both mad, but they're like, they're swallowing that feeling down, but you can sense the tension. That's what was happening to me as I was walking down this tunnel area. And the further I moved, the more and more tension I felt, like I was intruding on something I wasn't supposed to hear, see, or be there. And the further I moved in, the worse the feeling got. My wife was also experiencing it and telling me just to go ahead and stop where I am, take a few images, and let's go, because I'm not getting a good feeling. Well, my dumbass continued to move forward and push it and push it and push it. Eventually, I got so far down the tunnel area that it's like this big opening where there are boxes stacked and there are cans of paint stacked. And as I'm standing there, I take one step forward and probably 9 to 10 boxes to my left fly across that room and hit the wall to the right. Whereas at the same time, the paint cans that are stacked on the right side fling across and hit the left side of the wall the boxes were at, as sort of like a warning to tell me, you need to leave now.
Yeah, you've gone far enough.
I packed up my stuff. I said, let's go. By the time I turned around, my wife was already up the stairs leaving me for dead. But we got out of there, got our free meal. It was nice.
That's wild, dude. How did that feel for you when you're like seeing that kind of activity?
That really pissed me off. I didn't have my camera running at that point in time, so you just have to take my word for it. But it was intense. You know, a lot of, like, you see a lot of these shows and they yell at or they taunt the spirits. I'm just like, hey, I'm in your house. If you don't want me here, just tell me and I'll leave. Well, they made it very clear they didn't want me there. And I respected that and left.
Man,
but not without my free meal.
as you're sitting there and your plates and cutlery's all shaking, while you're like, it's free. I will eat it before I go. I'm leaving.
I'm leaving now.
That's what was that area called? Waverly?
Waverly, Ohio.
And when exactly, like, how long ago was this?
It was 2009.
2009. Wow. Have you ever gone back there? Like,
that's in this century.
No. Have you ever gone back? Like 2009. Like, has that ever popped? Thought about going back? Maybe checking it again.
Well, that's the property that burned to the ground in 2011.
Oh, that's right.
2011. So yeah, I unfortunately have no way of doing that now.
Even just the area, like, have you just been back in the area? Like, you know, sometimes I wonder if these things just linger in the, like, you know, just in that area,
like,
where they were. Yeah.
I have been back to the property. It is now, since then, been taken over by a car dealership.
Oh, nice.
And a few of the drivers that will take people back and forth, valet, when they drop their vehicle off to be worked on, they've told me that, like, as it gets to be late at night, they'll hear weird organ music playing, piano music, right there in that spot where the building used to be. And they're like, you know, where's this coming from? And then it just sort of dissipates. Comes in with the wind, goes out with the wind. Once in a while, they will smell on that spot in that area weird pipe smoke. And old man Emmett, who owned the property, was notorious for walking up and down the halls and throughout the dining area smoking his pipe.
Huh. So it's like maybe, because, you know, I've seen this, you know, maybe you've seen this meme too, where it's like people are saying that, like, you know, maybe ghosts aren't walking through walls. They're just walking the same path that they walked. And because of renos and stuff, where they're walking used to be a root of a door or an opening. So maybe, like, yeah, this guy's just walking the grounds of what he thinks is his house or property. And, you know, it might be happen just be going through, you know, some odd great deal on Volkswagens in between the cars. Right?
Yeah, he's checking out the vehicles. Like, ah, they don't make them the way they used to.
Well, it's so cool to hear that they still have, like, they're still having experiences there. You know, maybe not mm-hmm. as strong as they were, but maybe it's been dissipated since the fire. But, you know, do you think maybe it's an object? Sometimes I think in these areas, like, maybe it's an object that was haunted. Like, in that, like, maybe the doll.
Antiques are notorious for that. Antique stores. You pop into an old store, an antique shop, and you could just taste it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always bringing my EMF reader with me whenever I go antique. Just in case.
Bring him some dowsing rods.
Yeah. I'm not bringing any monkey paws home. That's for sure. None.
No, that will grip you.
Yeah. Neil, thank you so much for calling in and sharing those two stories. That was awesome. We're definitely going to have to, it sounds like you're a wealth of stories and knowledge. So I'd definitely love to have you back on. So we're going to definitely have to get you to call back in.
Well, thank you very much.
And Neil, take care of yourself.
It was nice talking to you.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. And if you're listening to this, you want to check out a new podcast, Paranormally Speaking with Neil Parks. Go check it out. It sounds awesome. This guy's awesome. Thank you so much, Neil. Have yourself a good night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely awesome first caller tonight for the season 7 finale. Now, if you're too nervous to call in, you're listening to the show and you're like, I could never. I get too much anxiety. I'm too much of a chicken. Whatever the case may be, you can always write your story in to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. That's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. And you'll never know who will read it on the air. We have 60 plus stories in the bank. So if you also would like to read one of the stories for the show, shoot me a message. Let me know you're interested. I'll put your name on the list and I will send you a story to read in short order. But just like that, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is AJ from Wyoming.
What's going on, AJ? Have you ever called before?
No, I'm new. I've been listening for a while.
So you'd say you're a long-time listener, first-time caller?
Yeah.
Right on, man. What do you got for us tonight?
So I got a couple UFO encounters.
I love
that. That also coincide with a dream.
I'll allow it.
Okay. So the first encounter, it was, I don't remember the night, but it was at my old apartment, and my husband and I were both outside. He was smoking a cigarette, and then we had our neighbors outside. They were in front of us. They were also smoking a cigarette and just talking. And then I just look up in the sky, and out of nowhere, I just see this light come out of the sky, and then it dropped and disappeared. And I, like, immediately was like, what? Did anybody else see that? And everyone looked at me like, see what? So I was just like, what was that? Like, I didn't know if it was, like, a UFO or if it was just, like, something falling out of the sky. But then a couple weeks later, my husband and I were going outside again. And I was just, like, joking around. And I was like, yo, aliens, where are you at? And when I went outside, I looked up into the sky, and right after I said, yo, aliens, where you at? There was something that came into sight and then disappeared.
How weird. That is strange.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it kind of like freaked me out because I was like, was that real? Like, did they just like hear me or something? And then that night, I had a dream And it was a very short dream, but all I remember from it was, like, me being outside my apartment, and then all of a sudden, there was just a UFO right above it. And, like, there was no sound, really, but, like, the wind was blowing, and my sister was there, too, and it was just, like, really intense, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's weird. It's kind of weird to have that, like, the day of, like, earlier you have this, you're like, did I call this thing out? Was there a conscious connection? And then you're, like, having this vivid dream right after. You're like, is that connected? You know, wait. It is kind of a strange coincidence in the timing. What else happened in this dream? So your sister's there. The UFO is hovering above. Do you remember getting taken aboard? Anything like that?
No, I didn't get taken aboard. All I remember was I was just, like, shocked and just kind of, like, freaking out, being like, what? Like, what the heck is going on? Like, are you guys, like, witnessing this too? Like, do you see this? And they were like, yeah, like, what the heck? Like, this is crazy. Like, that's pretty much all it was. And then I, like, woke up and I was like, that, what the heck? I didn't really know how to react, but I was just like, that's crazy. Because I've never, like, my family, like, my sisters joked with me about me being an alien. And then I'm just into alien stuff anyway. So I love outer space and learning about planets. So I definitely do believe in aliens, and I think that they are out there. And I at least feel like those, for me, were the, like, first, like, eyewitness, like, confirmation for me, at least.
For you, yeah. Now, just onto your first sighting, just because your first sightings, I don't know if you've listened to other calls from this season, but it sounds strikingly similar to a call from Seattle that we had a couple weeks back. So just to go through the narrow, so we can eliminate some things, like, definitely not a shooting star, like, no chance this thing, this light was a shooting star?
No, because I remember the sky being dark, and usually we can see stars.
Yeah.
But that night, the sky was just really black, so, and like, overcast, that's all I saw. Yeah, and then
was there
out
light?
Of nowhere.
Like, what color was
it? No,
it
was just white. That's what I remember.
And no tail or anything, just this white light just dropped and disappeared.
Yeah.
Was it over any body of water? Or, like, do you have any idea of kind of, like, where it went when it went drop down?
So the way I was facing, the direction was west. So I was, like, looking, like, northwest, and there's, like, not really any water anywhere that was close to us that would be, like, in the vicinity. So I don't know. I also, like, had it in my head too that maybe it was just, like, someone lit off a firework, but you would have heard the sound, and there was just no sound to it. It was just a light that came in, dropped, and then went out.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a weird one, especially then. So when you call it, you know, when you call out to the void, and you get a response. Let's go through. What exactly did that look like? Like, was same white light kind of thing, or?
Yeah, so, like, I could see the stars, and I could see, like, the moon. It wasn't really out, so, like, the sky was dark again, but I could see stars this time. And right after I said, like, what, aliens, where you at? That's when I see the light just come in and just, like, move across the sky and then disappear. And it was kind of slow, but then, like, as it disappeared, it just went faster out. And I was like, was that an alien?
Just close the sliding door and, like, yeah, I'll be inside. That's terrifying. Well, it's awesome too, though. But what do you think they're doing here? I always like to ask people, like, what's your theory on it?
Well, I feel like that's a loaded question, because I feel like with the different alien species and races that there are, they all have their own agenda. So I feel like some are here to, like, help humans evolve and, like, become a better species and have us like live more in harmony with our planet. And then there's also those who want to take over and rule the planet and kind of make humans their slaves, basically.
Yeah, that are more malicious intent, that are kind of like meddling in human affairs.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, how long have you been into aliens? Like, what got you into aliens in the UFOs?
I just have always had a thing for like astronomy, like looking up at the stars at night. My mom had a telescope, so I would look at the planets sometimes when it was warm. She would set it up, and I've looked at Jupiter. I've looked at Mars before through the telescope, so it's just fascinating to see like what's out there. And also, I just am a firm believer that, you know, humans can't be the only species in the entire universe, because the universe is so vast.
It's too big.
That like different life can form in different ways, that, you know, maybe there is an intelligent life, yeah, but they're not humans, but they look human. But yeah, I've just always been interested in it. And then I don't know, I love Mars Attacks is one of my favorite aliens. So like that is just like a classic. Yes.
Yeah, it's you know, I think that's one of the first really alien movies I saw as a kid, because I think aliens, like the movie Alien, was probably a little too scary for me. But I remember my parents took me to see Mars Attacks in theater, and I loved it. I was a little scared though, to be honest too, but I remember that. You know, I share your, that kind of intrigued my fascination as a little kid. AJ, thank you so much for calling in. Before I let you go though, why don't we see how good your ESP is, and why don't you cast your brain over to the studio here in Vancouver Island and tell me what's in the box?
What's in the box? I'm going to say a pyramid figurine.
Nope, not a pyramid figurine. That is a unique guess, though. I love it. AJ, thank you so much for calling in with your UFO stories. Hopefully it inspires more people to share theirs.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye. Listen, you think you got what it takes. You think you want to show off your greatness. You've been remote viewing for years. You know exactly what's in that box. Well, if you want your chance to guess what's in the box, there's only one way to do it. You got to call in to Cosmic Channels Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you got to share a story or an account. And at the end of that, I'll give you an opportunity to guess what's in the box. Could be anything. At this point, there's no hints. The item stays in there till it's guessed, and then I will personally sign, seal, and deliver whatever is in the box to the correct guesser. But so far, no guesses. But just like that, we got another caller on the line, so they take priority. Let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? It's Eduardo from Seattle again.
Hey, Eduardo. How's it going?
Hey, I was listening in and I heard you kind of name drop me in there. So yeah. I actually have a bit of an update to my story.
Right on. What? Let's hear it.
So this actually just happened, I want to say maybe 2 days ago. So same kind of deal. Was getting off work. Happened to be leaving and normally I have a pair of headphones on when I'm leaving. So they're noise canceling too. So, just happened to take them off that night. And, you know, this is probably about 2:30 in the morning. And I stepped outside and I started hearing this like kind of whirring of an engine noise, but it was faint at first, and then it got louder and louder and louder, And, you know, I was like, well, what the hell is this, right? And it didn't sound like a car, because I would have been able to tell just from the, you know, from the, because I'm pretty familiar with the streets around, and there's nowhere where you could just take off like that and just like accelerate, you know, to infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
So yeah, it kept building up, and I half expected to see, you know, like a plane at that point, because I'm like, oh, this kind of sounds like a plane. So I'm looking up, trying to figure out what's going on, and then it just stops. I'm like, okay. And just kind of, I'm just looking around for a minute, and it's gone.
Weird. And it was a building whirl?
Yeah. So, you know, kind of, it sounded like an engine of some sort, like, you know, an engine that's like building up speed.
Yeah. Was it like, you know, was it doing like the rev up, like,
yeah, but that's the thing though, is that, you know, normally when it's a car, you can kind of hear it cut off and then start up again, right? Shifting gears. This was just constant. Like it started off low, and then it was building up, and gone.
Weird. And then nothing, no cars around, no nothing. Was it a clear night?
Yeah, I mean, it was a clear night. That's why I kept looking up. I said, oh, well, maybe someone's actually flying an airplane, you know? So that's why I went around for any sort of sign of an airplane, you know, lights, you know, whatever. But nothing. It just built up, and then I was like, I half expected to get, you know, something. I was like, oh shit, someone's like about to crash or something, you know, but no, it just built up and then gone.
Weird. And was there like buildings around? Was there anything like I'm just in my head, I'm thinking like, was there any chance that there was, you know, some sort of like RC plane or something like flying in the area and it was just out of your sight because of buildings, or what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. I've been around RC planes before, and I kind of know what they sound like, but it was a much more like, it definitely sounded mechanical of some sort. Like, you know, because I've heard the, you know, it's kind of like going back to like the drone thing, you know, it's that high pitch, you know, you can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
But this was not that. This was big. I don't know if it was an airplane engine. Or it definitely wasn't a jet, I'll tell you that much.
But like,
it was not a jet.
But way louder than like a drone would be.
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, I at first thought it was a car, you know, but because it just kept building up like that, I'm like, well, there's no way that it's a car. Because first of all, there's speed bumps around here. Yeah. So I would have definitely heard the crashing from them probably, you know, launching flying over. Off the speed bumps.
Yeah. That's weird.
And but so, yeah,
how long ago was
built
this?
Built up and then gone. This was maybe 2 days ago. So
2 days ago. And downtown Seattle?
Yeah. No, so it's actually in West Seattle. So West Seattle. It's a little bit further south, maybe 20 minutes south of like the downtown area.
All right. So I'm just kind of curious as to like if anyone else is hearing these things, or you know, you definitely got to be on the lookout now to see if you're hearing this more often. And what I'm going to say is, so if it happened 2 days ago, so that's what, Tuesday night,
right?
So
yeah,
I got some homework for you. Check on the 5th, because what I'm thinking is,
I know.
I gotta
check and see what was all going on in the air.
Yeah, well, because part of me is like, maybe if it's an RC club or something that has like remote control, like planes or something, you know, I would say that I would, you know, if they're meeting on a Tuesday, the 27th, maybe it's a weekly thing. Well, you'll hear it again. But I feel like you would have heard more than just one, right? If it was some sort
right,
of club.
Yeah.
So,
well, and that was the thing too, is, you know, I waited there to hear something else for probably a solid 5 minutes, because I, you know, and I half expected to see an airplane, because I'm like, okay, this can't be a coincidence, right? This is like, I'm hearing the noise, it sounds like an airplane, but I'm not seeing anything in the sky.
Yeah. Strange. Well, I mean, you got some homework to do because that's the only thing that I can think of, like, hearing the stories that, like, maybe it's like an RC like plane, because I've heard some of those jet ones that are pretty loud. And but even then, when they let off the throttle, it does die down, and you, until they like give it juice again, you don't really hear it.
So, right.
I mean, it's strange.
They don't usually just like cut out, like, you know.
You're in a UFO hotbed there in Seattle, like the Pacific Northwest, man. Anything by the ocean, we're seeing shit all the time. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Right. Yeah.
But definitely do the homework. I want to check next week and see if you hear it, or be on the lookout if you're, you know, if you're out and about this week and you hear it again. Try to get a little audio recording of just the of what's going on.
Yeah, I think I might just start taking my phone out and recording for, you know, a couple minutes as I'm just walking out. Cause, yeah, it's strange stuff's happening, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, yeah, and even if you send me a video and it's really low end, you're gonna have to boost the audio. If you stay quiet and you're not talking, just give it, you know, 20 seconds of silence while you're hearing this noise. I can boost the audio. That's not a problem. So send it to me if you can catch it.
All right. I'll make sure and do that.
And before you go, why don't you send your mind over to Island Studios here? Tell me, what's in the box? What's in the box?
I feel like it's a bell.
No, it's not a bell. Thank you so much, Eduardo, for calling in.
Have a good night, man. Have a good one.
Ciao. I can't stress this enough. If you think you've seen something or you're seeing something on the regular, be it a weird noise in the sky or weird objects, pull out your phone, you know, take the best video you can of the object or sound. Just try your best. I mean, that's all we can ask for. And send it in to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Now, there has been a lot of people messaging me and saying, hey, you know, I'm from the UK or I'm from Europe and the time of the show just doesn't work for me. Well, that's too bad because it's every Thursday. But just for all of you in an unfavorable time zone, from now on, once a month, the last Sunday of every month, I'm going to open up the cosmic lines at about 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is around 6 o'clock London time, I think. 6 p.m. London time, right around dinner. Maybe I'll go a little later. But I will open the lines for you once a month. And if you guys can fill that time slot, maybe I can open more time slots in the future. But for now, I just want to focus on one, and let's see if we can fill an hour with UK and Europe calls, because I know you guys all have freaky stories too, and I want to hear them on Cosmic Channels. But we got another caller on the line, so they take priority. Let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Xander Coates and your favorite province, Alberta.
Right on. How's Berta doing?
Yeah, come on. Not too bad, and yourself?
It's not bad. I shit on Alberta as a joke more than I don't mind Alberta. You got some beautiful spots. You know me, huge pussy. As soon as confronted,
hey, well,
I back down. I love Calgary.
We call it friendly competition.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's just we're rivals. That's what it is. We're rivals. Not we.
Yeah,
we don't really hate each other. It's rivals. Right? So
no, we don't really hate each other. No.
I hate your hockey team.
Yeah. We hate yours too. So
it's all good. What do you got for us, Xander?
Well, I got a little lame old UFO story for you.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right. So it was actually just I think July long, right? July's got a long weekend too, eh?
I think so. Yeah, August,
these,
long July.
One of these months, one of these past months in my liquor-filled summer I had. But we were out, I don't know if you know, pretty close to the BC border, actually, because, you know, we had to get a little peek into the mountains over there.
Yeah.
But
you wanted a peek. You wanted a peek at what paradise looks like, so you...
Paradise. Yeah, no, but we were out by Dutch Creek, kind of in the past, southern Alberta. not expecting you to know where it is, but I had a pretty interesting situation. So me and my girlfriend, we had gone for a walk from our camping site. We walked up the hill, which was more towards the east. And so we're walking up there. We kind of find this nice little hill to lay on to look at the stars and whatever. And we're sitting there chatting. And it was funny because this is kind of at the beginning of the relationship. And I hadn't really exposed this side of me. I was sitting there contemplating, do I go in and tell her about my beliefs on aliens and fucking everything?
It's a tough thing to do. I was a divorcee and I had to get back in the market and be like, what do you do? Oh, have you ever heard this podcast where talking about aliens?
It was one of them situations. I was like, do I not? But anyway, as I'm sitting there thinking about this, initially what I think is a shooting star, I'm watching it come beaming. So it would be, because we're facing north.
Yeah.
Like on this slant of this hill, we're facing north. So we're looking north, and I see this shooting star looking thing come beaming across the sky, just about as fast as a shooting star would. So I point that out to her. I'm like, look, shooting star. And as I'm thinking this, I'm like, or alien, you know, I'm you know, I got it on my mind. But anyway, so it comes from the, as far as we could see north, it comes cruising by just to about up to our heads. So I'm thinking full shooting star, or shooting star, that type of deal.
You're prepping and a wish at this point, right? Like that's how locked in.
Yeah. We're right about there. Right about there. But just as it kind of comes like above our heads, as we're looking almost straight up, it takes this super sharp, super sharp turn towards the west. And I see that. And immediately, you know, I'm thinking back to good old days, ATT, the old, anything alien. And I'm thinking the G-forces, if there's anything living inside of that, that's fucking mashed potatoes. That does not live anymore.
Yeah, that's how tight of the turn it was. Like it didn't arch and turn.
It was super tight, turn straight to the west. Anyway, I jump up immediately because I'm like, no way. She's kind of laying there. I go out into the middle of the road, kind of where the upward ditch facing north was. And I go out in the middle of the road and I'm like, losing my shit. It's an alien. Going all crazy. Whatever. I kind of lose it in the tree line. And so me and her, I didn't have an explanation for what it was at that point. Aliens, whatever. I didn't want to get too crazy with her. So we head back down towards the campsite. And the entire time I'm like, what the fuck is that? What did I just see? And it wasn't until we got back to the trailer we were camping in. Me and her, we bust through this door. We're like, oh, we just saw this, that. Everyone in there is looking at us like we're crazy. Like we're fucking loons. And it wasn't until maybe about, not even 30 seconds after we broke through that door, our another couple in our friend group, they come bursting through. And they're like, you guys are never going to fucking believe what we've seen. You're never going to fucking believe it. And so we put the two stories together. And basically what had happened is, so we had seen this thing come flying from north, take that sharp turn west, which west was the direction of our campsite, maybe about 10, 15 minutes walk down the road. And they'd said they'd seen this thing come screaming in from the east. And then it flashed a big old light and then was just gone.
Wild, dude.
That's about it from the story, but just the
it's so like cool to have a cool
coincidence of having them run in right after us saying they saw the same shit.
Yeah, that's wild. And I mean,
and meanwhile, I mean, you know where Alberta is. West is towards that BC coast there. That
well,
they
I know.
Have all them sightings.
Well, I know, and I was going to say, even aliens are hightailing it out of Alberta.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, shit, I'd be hightailing the other way if I had the same taxes you guys had.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm just kind of looking at a map in the area, and I'm like, there is some, like, there's Mount Salter, Funnel Peak, like, immediately west of that area. I mean, you've got the Rockies. There's tons of spots for them to zip, and like further west, I mean, they'd have a smooth sailing from there. Well, no, they'd fucking cross over through the Okanagan, but you know, it's just that it vanishes, and you see that tight turn that defies like everything we know about, you know, planes.
Well, and that was exactly my thought process, right? Like, it was a shooting star up until it fucking took a turn like that, and then I was questioning everything.
Yeah,
but refraining myself because, you know, I got a brand new girlfriend that I'm not trying to scare away.
Yeah,
but the second my other buddies bust through the door with
it all came out
of that story, I was all in. Yeah.
I love that story because it's like this happened just this past summer, like 2023.
Oh yeah, 23.
Right on. That's like so you were into this stuff before then, and now you're this was this your first kind of experience of seeing something?
If we're talking about going way back, man, I've been listening to your guys' podcast probably since, I don't know, 2 years ago is about when I started.
Yeah.
Me and my dad were the guys bidding on your show for the Patreon.
All right on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember you guys.
Yeah.
Right on.
That was this is the first time I've ever called in, and figured since it was after me and my dad were bidding that this happened, it was a good time. But
that's it's so wild. I'm just like kind of looking at the area now. I'm kind of curious, like, because they saw it. There's not much for popular, like, it's not really populated west of Dutch Creek.
No,
Provincial
out there,
Park.
I think the town's closest. There's Pinchard Creek, which is just a little ways east, and like a couple other small towns. And yeah, not very populated, not much anything out there.
So yeah, because I was like, oh, maybe I'm kind of interested. I was like, maybe I'll look it up to see if there's any other sightings. But I'm like, just how rural this is, I doubt it. So that's like that's a pretty wild one. But you know,
hell yeah.
I mean, I tell people this too. The other thing, I've already said it earlier in the show. When you're looking, and a lot of people, this is one I've seen. I've never seen something as extreme, as fast moving as what you've just described. But what I have seen is, you know, when you look up and you're like satellite. That's a satellite. You point it out to everyone to make sure they know that you.
Oh,
I look at
that
satellite.
Guy.
Yeah, me too. They look at the satellite. Every I swear by this. Anytime you see that, what you think is a satellite, just follow it as far as you can see, because I have seen where it's traveling and then it just does like a hook and it just keeps going in that same speed, but not as tight as a turn and not moving as fast. I actually thought it was a satellite, and then it does this big like hook, and I'm like, and it's not as sharp as a turn, like definitely some sort of craft could manage that, but the fact that I thought it was a satellite and then it does this like curve, I'm like, satellites don't do that. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I could chalk it up to maybe being a drone, but my only issue is why I thought it was a shooting star is it was such, like, it flying through the sky, other than like a tiny little light trail behind it, other than it being, or I guess it was just as bright as every other star.
Well,
so it was either far away or a small light.
Well, I mean, and drones usually will have like a green or red or a flashing. Usually they have some sort of indicator.
It was the same color as every other star in the sky. And so that's why I was so like confused not, about it.
And again. Like no noise, because like I feel like, you know, maybe you could convince me that it wasn't a drone until you said it got closer overhead and you were looking straight up. Because I'm like, at that point, you should have heard that, like, that drone, like,
like, you know, no.
Right?
No noise at all.
Yeah, wild, dude. That's a bona fide, you know, if you were a little further east, I'd say that's a Charlie. We'll chalk that up to Charlie Red Star, but this is something yeah, totally unique from that.
Maybe that's how they're stealing all that fucking maple syrup over out east.
Yeah. So they're getting it out of here. It's so weird because I'm looking north of it, if there's anything like special that I can see. And it's just all rural. Like it's all like just park and nothing.
I don't think there really is. I mean, I think there's like one military base that they send, you know, new guys to up north in Alberta before they send them out east.
Well, that
could be totally Wainwright.
No. Why isn't that Cold Lake?
Isn't Cold, it Cold Lake.
Cold
yeah,
Lake, Alberta?
Cold Lake is a...
Yeah, I mean, it's
that's
not...
north fork.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm pretty sure that's the base. And that's... Yeah, like, I don't even... I can't
find it. Well, if they have one there, then, I mean, that might... have one, but then again, I don't know, like, that leads me to another question. What's your belief on the craft? Do you think they're extraterrestrial, or do you think they're man-made, or a bit of both?
Well, I mean, dude, if you've seen some of those, like, stealth bombers and shit, like, straight on, like, at a level, like, a level height, straight on, I mean, you could convince me that if I saw that and they fly silently and high, and if there was a point where if it was coming at it, you would go like, that is a flying fucking saucer, not a plane. Like you would look at it like that.
No.
But we know what those are, and that can't fly like this. And I'm not, we 100% the military and, you know, these private corporations, they have some technologies that aren't public knowledge that are way ahead of what we think our capabilities
they have
are.
To like what's the old saying, it's like your government's always 50 100 years more advanced than you are, and I genuinely believe that.
Yeah, like there's definitely military applications that, you know, it's decades ahead of what the public gets to use. But that being said, like, again, is this a high altitude, some sort of high altitude drone? Why in this area? You know what I mean?
And, well, exactly. And that's it. And you know, from where I was looking and from how it looked to me personally, it looked way out there. Like, I wouldn't say as distant as the stars, but something that was at least actively trying to blend in with them. Or whether or not, I don't know. There's so many different answers. But what I know for sure is nothing alive is moving as quick across the sky as that was and taking as sharp of a turn as it did.
Yeah.
Because anything inside that's not done for.
And the other thing is, if this is some sort of military craft, why have any, like, some high advanced military craft, why have any light? Right, like you'd think it would be better off than be just silent and in no lights at all, rather than one star like running
have
light.
The capability to do that. So that's another big question.
We definitely have the capabilities to turn off the lights. I know we can do that. They've definitely got switches for that. So that's my thing. It's like, it seems weird. But then, you know, I do the same thing with extraterrestrials. It's like, why would they have a light? Or maybe that's just, you know, maybe they don't even realize they leave a light sometimes. And they don't, like, we're seeing a spectrum that they don't even know we can see.
And that's another fucking rabbit hole you can go down is what are aliens, right?
Yeah.
Are they three-dimensional beings who come from a fucking moon from Jupiter? Are they from an entirely different dimension, and that's another issue. Like, I think maybe there's probably a bit of both.
Oh yeah, 100. I mean, it's dude, it's a big universe out there, unfathomably big.
That's for sure.
So to say that someone couldn't have this kind of technology is, I think, short-sighted and naive. But you know, anyways, Xander, thank you so much for calling in. That was a phenomenal UFO story.
Yeah, you betcha. Maybe I'll try and call in a bit more, but I don't got a whole lot more stories.
Oh, so. Well, hopefully we can get a couple more out of you.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
Bye. Oh, awesome. What a great UFO story. Wish it wasn't from someone from Alberta, but I mean, pickers can't be choosers. But that's going to be a wrap for this season of Cosmic Channels. Thank you to everyone who supported the show. Thank you to everyone who's donated to keep the lines open. The outpouring support from fans and the continual growth of the show has been overwhelming for me. It's been the amount of support's been unbelievable. So I can't thank you all enough. This show dies without you, the callers and the listeners. So thank you so much for tuning into season 7. And I cannot wait to make some changes. We're going to have some new music, some new backgrounds, some new social media clips and stuff to post for season 8. I can't wait. And as always, I can't wait to hear all of your stories. So if you've been sitting in the wings waiting to listen, hopefully I hear your call on season 8 of Cosmic Channels. And just like that, the cosmic lines are now closed.